Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear more about plans to upgrade the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium, and Professor Emeritus at Memorial University of Newfoundland in Canada, Dr. Colin Higgs, shares some thoughts on achieving sustainable development in Jamaica's sports industry. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium in Falmouth is set to undergo major upgrades, which will see the facility moving closer to becoming the premier cricketing facility in Western Jamaica. The facility's management company, Independence Parks Limited, IPL, has received some $2.3 million from the Tourism Enhancement Fund to carry out renovations to the facility. The works to be carried out include the renovation of the field, the creation of four new cricket pitches, refurbishment of the practice wickets, the introduction of additional nets, side screens and a scoreboard, as well as new flooring in the players' area. The renovations are to be completed by the end of May to coincide with the arrival of the New Zealand cricket team, which will play a series of matches against the West Indies in June.
They'll be doing their preparation and warm-up matches at Trelawney before coming into Kingston to play the test match at Sabina.
General Manager of Independence Parks Limited, Major Desmond Brown. Major Brown adds that upgrading the stadium is in keeping with long-term plans to establish a cricket academy in that section of the island.
We have to put some infrastructure there if we're going to make it into a facility that can be used. Currently, we are looking at upgrading it to become a cricket academy. And the main thing that we want to attract teams from abroad to come here to train. One of the things we want to do is to compete with Barbados. A lot of teams go to Barbados to train in the winter. That's the market we're looking at. But we have to have the facilities to attract these visitors.
As it moves towards this goal, IPL is inviting corporate assistants to carry out further renovations.
We also need funding to put in an irrigation system there. Currently, the field is being watered from NWC water, which is unaffordable.
Major Brown says the ideal situation would be to construct a pond at the stadium to provide water to irrigate the field. However, that will cost some $16 million. Still, he says it will be well worth the investment, with the benefits the rejuvenated field can bring to the local sports infrastructure. Professor Emeritus at Memorial University of Newfoundland in Canada, Dr. Colin Higgs, was in Jamaica earlier this month for the staging of the Business of Sport Conference in Kingston. Making a presentation on the importance of developing the local sporting infrastructure, Dr. Higgs said investment in sports will directly benefit the government.
For every dollar you spend on sport, you're going to save between $1.75 and almost $4 on your healthcare costs. You're going to save about $6.20 on the educational costs because you keep kids in school. If you invest a dollar in sport programs, there is good evidence that you can save up to $41 in incarceration costs.
Dr. Higgs also noted that special care must be exercised in working with young athletes, as many often drop out of sports thinking they are underperforming, when in fact their bodies simply have not yet matured enough for them to perform at their best. He said Jamaica will produce even more talented athletes if greater care is given to motivating students to compete as they go through adolescence.
We've got to think about keeping more kids in sport through this adolescent period, so that we don't lose them from the talent pool.
Dr. Higgs also stressed the need for considerable research into the various dimensions of sports in Jamaica to establish benchmarks that will further overall sports development. That's it for this week's edition of Sports Spotlight. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuel, saying join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.